Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Today, I'm going to be talking about how the idea of minimum viable product, or MVP, changed my teaching game. Whether you're a newbie or a seasoned teacher, this episode's got all the tips to simplify your planning for the upcoming school year. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. A mistake that I made early on in my teaching career was trying to fit too much into a semester or a term. I looked at the standards and I got completely overwhelmed because I saw each of the standards and I saw the potential that was within those and wanted to teach them to the fullest. And it wasn't until I found this idea of minimum viable product that it really changed how I planned and prepared for the school year. This isn't the first time that I've talked about MVP. I first started talking about it in episode 1. So if you want to go back to that episode, listen to it. It talks about this as well, but I'm going to take a little bit of a different spin because today I want to be talking very heavily on how you can use MVP with your planning. Imagine you are planning a road trip. You could spend weeks planning every detail, researching every stop, where are you going to eat, where are you going to go to the bathroom, and you can pack for every single scenario that could possibly happen over the duration of your trip. However, this can be overwhelming and super time consuming. So instead, you focus on the essentials. You figure out where you're going, you find a reliable map, and you make sure that you have enough fuel to get you there. Once you're on your road, you can make adjustments as needed. And this is how I want you to think about and plan your courses for next school year. We're going to take this road trip metaphor and we're going to dive in a little bit deeper to explain each portion of this. For your destination, you're going to be talking about your learning objectives. Now, you do need to identify the key standards and skills students must achieve by the end of the course. And these are going to be your non-negotiables, and they are going to be critical for your journey. One thing that I have found recently that I really love using is AI to figure out what these might be if I'm having a hard time still figuring out how to narrow this down. How I do it is I've gone into ChatGPT and I've asked it, I've given it the course that I'm working on and then also the next level course. So if I'm working on CAD Mechanical 1 and there's a CAD Mechanical 2, I simply put in the course descriptions for both of those courses and I ask ChatGPT to give me an idea of what I would need to have mastered in CAD Mechanical 1 before I go to CAD Mechanical 2. Then I could look at the core standards and objectives and see what aligns and cross off. We're not totally getting rid of them, but you know that the ones that you are saving are going to your key standards, the main ones you're going to focus on. Another way that I've also heard about it is there's this idea of something called 5 ins and 5 outs. What are the 5 things that students need to know before coming into said course? And what would be those 5 things leaving that course to get you ready for the next course? Those are ways that I want you to think about the destination, and this idea of MVP is really paring it down so that you are finding the essential, those most important things that are really going to set your students up for success for the next class that they're going to be taking. The next idea is having a reliable map. That is going to be your core content. Now, I love how it's using reliable map, because you're also going to think about that as your curriculum map. Now that you've figured out which standards, now you're going to have a curriculum map. It doesn't have to be super explicit. Remember, we're talking about the minimum viable product. We just know that we need to get there. We don't have to really plan out every single step along the way. And that's what your curriculum map should look like entering into the school year. You have an idea. Now you've figured out what those key essential standards are. That's your destination. And you're creating the map. Now, if you need some help creating a map, I do have a workshop that goes over how to use AI to create a curriculum map. And the bare minimum you need, once again, very similar to my example earlier, is just a course description. But there are a bunch of prompts that I give you that you can put into ChatGPT to really make it so that it will populate a curriculum map for you or get you along the way. And I will include the link to that in the show notes so that you can do that with ChatGPT. It is great because it's also like rinse and repeat. Anytime you're teaching a new class, you can use the same method and process to get that done. Now, the last thing with our metaphor for MVP is the fuel. We're going to look at that as your teaching strategies and protocols, your assessments, and your feedback. You're going to want to design and use simple strategies that you can be, that are repeatable, that are effective. Same with your assessments. How are you going to gauge your student understanding and provide timely feedback? That is the key, timely feedback, because your students will not improve. They cannot improve unless they are getting timely feedback from you. When you are figuring out what your assignments are, make sure that they are small enough, they are simple enough for you and your students, that you are able to give them feedback on the regular without overburdening you when it comes to the grading and the feedback part. My favorite way that I've mentioned before is being able to give them feedback in class whenever possible. Whether that's actually giving them the grades, but then letting them know that they're making errors or fix this, or having students check things off in class along the way, is really going to save you time and not have you spend time outside of school and contracted hours to give them feedback they may or may not pay attention to. You're going to want to continuously check on your student progress. If you were going on a road trip, you're going to want to make sure that you have gas all the time. You're wanting to make sure that you're giving feedback, you have assessments, and then test those protocols and those teaching strategies. You really only need one or two and maybe three protocols, strategies that you are using over and over again. That is one way also that you are going to be able to simplify your planning, is that you are using the same processes over and over again, and then you are going to really refine that later on. As a review, here are some steps to apply the MVP, or the minimum viable product, to your planning. The first is identify your key standards. List the most important standards or skills students need to master when they are leaving your course. These are your core objectives or your essential standards. The next is you are going to select your essential content. Choose the minimum content necessary to achieve these results. Eliminate anything that doesn't directly contribute to these objectives, and you're going to use your curriculum map to make sure that you stay on that path. When you don't have a map, when you don't have an idea of where you're going, it is very easy to veer off. Having a curriculum map will help you select that essential content. Third, you are going to design simple assessments or teaching protocols and strategies that allow for you to understand where the students are, but then it will allow you to give quick and timely feedback so that you can focus on quality over quantity. If this episode today was helpful to you, it could be for others. Make sure that you share it with your colleagues, and you can also shout out me on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.